Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Throwback Thursday in the Doghouse. I am your host, Tom Abraham. I mean, it worked out really good. They had this show, like the Tom Abraham Show, and they're like, you know what? We got to go find a guy named Tom Abraham to host the thing. I remember when the show was the Tom Abraham Show in New York, and then I got to Florida, it was the Tom Abraham Show, and then I got to Alabama, and it was the Tom Abraham Show. I get to Nashville, and they say to me, and I'm taking over for a show called The Sports Guys. But it was just me, you know, because I didn't do ensemble radio very much, and it was just me. So they're like, okay, what do you want to call the show? We got the sports guys. You want it to be the sports guy? I think we'll go with the Tom Abraham Show, you know? And they're like, wow, the Tom Abraham Show. Yeah, that's kind of cool. We can go with that, the Tom Abraham Show. It's always been the Tom Abraham Show. What can I tell you? Just the way it is. Now, if you got an idea what you want to contribute to the Tom Abraham Show, we invite you to get in toll-free, 866-485-WUMP, 866-485-9867. We also have the Digital Doghouse for you. That's our Twitter feed. What do you think that is? At Tom Abraham Show. Should I change it to at Tom Abraham Radio? Because my the other half of my income comes from Bassmaster Radio, and that's my one Twitter handle. And I wonder if that confuses those people. Maybe it should be Tom Abraham Radio. People change it all the time. Like Arky's is like Arky Shea now. Can you just change? I mean, it's the same. I don't want to start over again. How about we just go at Tom Abraham Show? Throw us a follow there. The Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/ Tom Abraham Show. And then there's the text window. That's 7329 TA Show. You know what the TA stands for? Tom Abraham. It's 732-982-7469. I don't even like my voice. I don't even like my name or my voice. And I should have, to me, it sounds too ethnic. See, my middle name is Joseph. And when I first started out, I should have went with, you know, a radio name. Like Tommy Joe. Tom Joseph. Something like that. But I didn't. Went with Abraham. Everybody's like, is that Jewish? Well, it's not Jewish. If it was Abram, it would be Jewish. But then, you know, Abram became Abraham, and it's not Jewish. Not that there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying it's not Jewish. Doghouse inbox is open. That's Tom at TomAbraham.com. Follow the ump on Twitter, at UmpSports. Check out our website, UmpSports.com. Facebook page is Facebook.com/ UmpSports. Tom Abraham! No, don't put that in there. Just because I've been on this radio station for the better part of 13 years. Don't put that in there. 14 years. When did I get here? 2004. So this would be 2004. This would be 13 years. I spent 2 years over on a JV station. And then back over here. So 11 years maybe? Something like that. I mean, because even when I was in Nashville, I was on this air. Except for the 2 years I was on a JV station. All right, what else is going on? Today we got another edition of the Music City Bowl Beat the Big Dog, which will be coming up in the 4. Last week, Badger Larry got beat by the front door cover of Clemson. Down No, they were up 10 points with 35 seconds to go, and I laid 16 and a half to him, and Clemson chipped in the touchdown with 35 seconds to go in the game to win by 17 and cover by the hook. So now I am 38 and 28 ATS. Still not bad. Not as good as I have been earlier in the year. But 38 and 28 covers the man, covers the VIG, buy some groceries. Yuns are 37 and 29. Also not bad. This has been a heck of a race this season. It really is. And six listeners have taken my Music City Bowl tickets so far. You can be the next one coming up in the 4 o'clock hour today. We'll take a shot at that. So Steve Spurrier had this to say about the Florida job search. Quote, the next Florida coach is with his team now. The coach we're going to hire is probably, I would almost 100% say, is coaching his team today, this weekend, and through the end of the season, and maybe through the bowl game. Cryptic Coach Spurrier. All right, so we know the guy is coach, doesn't have a bye this week, and it may be in a bowl game. So that narrows it down to, like, you know, 100 and how many bowl games are there, 40? That narrows it down to 80 guys, minus guys that are on a bye this week. Got it narrowed down to maybe 60. You know who's not in that group? Chip Kelly. I mean, last I saw, he ain't coaching nowhere. Spurrier then later tweeted that he was not recommending anyone, and he has 100% confidence in Scott Strickland, the AD Scott Strickland, to make the right hire. So, you know, look, the guy knows something. He knows something. Good news for Alabama. It looks like offensive line or outside linebacker Christian Miller will be back for the Iron Bowl. He's been out the entire season after getting hurt in the season opener against Florida State. And Terrell Lewis, also outside linebacker Terrell Lewis, who was having a good start to the season in that Florida State game. If not back for the Iron Bowl, for the SEC championship game, if the Tide get there. Speaking of which, the SEC championship game, I got an issue. I got a problem. My son, the senior, who just completed his final high school football season, my son's team, the boosters, the coach, whoever was involved in this, they scheduled their banquet for 6 o'clock Saturday night, December 2nd. They scheduled their banquet for the night of the SEC championship game. Now, I'm already credentialed for the SEC championship game. I mean, I'm supposed to work the SEC championship game, but work is like the most enjoyable work I do. I can get somebody to cover me, but my God, it's the SEC championship game. Now, it's not as epic as it could have been if it was 1-2 potentially, but still, my gosh, it'll be Alabama or Auburn against Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm credentialed. And they put the banquet on that night. Not only did they put it on that night, chances are the game won't even be over if we're watching it on TV. Not only that, the Big Ten championship game is that night. You know, that won't suck. That's going to be Wisconsin and Ohio State probably. I mean, who are these people? After my kid told me that, I texted him. I said, are you sure? Is this real? Did you guys schedule the football banquet on the night of the SEC championship game? I mean, what are you talking about? So I'm like, I texted the coach and I asked him, I said, you know, is this true? Now, you got to understand something. I'm in the southernmost county in Tennessee, but I'm in the county that is the home to Philip Fulmer, to Johnny Majors. Okay? This is all Vols country, and these are a lot of Vols fans around here. So, you know, they got nothing to do on SEC Championship game day. What do they ever got to do? They're like, We'll have our, you know, we'll have our football banquet. Why not? We got nothing to do. I mean, I have no choice, right? I mean, I have no choice. I have been to 11 of the last 13 SEC championship games. This is not a, I don't have an option, right? I mean, what would all you all do? It's your son's last football banquet. You are credentialed to be at the SEC championship game. Do you blow off the banquet or do you blow off the game? Is it even a question? Add Ben Roethlisberger to the guys who hate this thing tonight, the Thursday night game, of course, tonight on our air. Steelers and Titans. Roethlisberger said, it's miserable. It's terrible. Get rid of it. Just play on Monday and Sunday. It's so tough on the guys. You're beat up. You're banged up. It's a violent physical game we play. And he said both teams are going through it. I'm not just speaking for us. I'm sure the Titans would say the same thing. And everyone who has played a Thursday night game would say the same thing. Everyone. After the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in week 10 on the Thursday night game, Doug Baldwin said playing on Thursday should be illegal. Bills offensive lineman Richie Incognito had a similar reaction after the Bills got beat 34-21 in New York in week 9. Following the game, Incognito said that Thursday night games suck. And he said it's ridiculous that the NFL puts them on the schedule. And again, I think everybody's talking about Thursday after Sunday. I don't think anyone would care if it was Thursday off a bye. During the Seahawks-Cardinals game, nearly a dozen players went down with some sort of injury. And according to Big Ben, this is not a coincidence. He said he believes these injuries are happening because the players aren't getting enough time to recover when they play on a Thursday. You've got to let your body recover a little bit, Roethlisberger said. Even a week, you're still not fully recovered by Sunday to Sunday. You're still dealing with bumps and bruises and things just continue to build up throughout the season. When you go through on such a short week, man, it's just not good. I don't know many players that like it. It's a tough thing to do. But, you know, you got to do what the league says, close quote. And that's a quarterback talking. That ain't a guy that's banging on every play. That's a quarterback talking. The Wall Street Journal has jumped on the Titans bandwagon, calling them the team with the brightest future in the AFC South and pointing out how Tennessee built around Marcus Mariota while the Colts ruined Andrew Luck. Try to get that deal in there for you. In a leadoff role today, Old Blue Lines, Greg Wyshynski is back from ESPN.com with our weekly puck update. Predators are flying, man. Banged out a touchdown the other night against Washington. In the three, Jeff Hartman, who covers the Steelers for SB Nation, will join us from Pittsburgh. That's what they call it up there, the Steelers. The Eagles and the Steelers. He's followed by Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. Then in the four, Matt Scalise of AL.com is in. And then we'll have this week's episode of Beat the Big Dog. That cat over there on the other side of the glass, playing the stacks of wax in the platters that matter and answering the phones and pushing the buttons and making sure that we stay on our air. In the palatial Ump Studios. You know what I'm talking about. He's part Italian. He's part Mexican. He's part Sooner. He's from Tennessee, but he's a Sooner fan. Figure that out. Part mutt. His driver's license says he's Antonio Mac. But to us, he's simply Tony Mac. Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
Do you know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
What do you call yourself? King, queen, princess, whatever you are?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
The guy's an intern.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italians, this is your day.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wop, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
You can act like a man.
You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
How come there ain't Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
To be a friggin' investigator.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hey, T-Mac, how you doing today?
Big dog, I'm fantastic. See, already you've hated on, let's see, Color Rush uniforms.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're throwing some shade out there to Jew being Jewish. I mean, that's crazy.
No, I didn't throw shade. I just said the name is not Jewish. I said there's nothing wrong with being Jewish. I've got no problem at all with our Jewish friends. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're
I
already originals. I'm good with the Jews. I'm just saying that people ask me all the time. They hear my name. They see my name. A lot of people say Abram when they see it, and it's Abraham. And you know, like in the Bible, Abraham used to be Abram, and then he becomes Abraham, and then he knocks up Sarah. She's like 90 at the time. So, you know, what God said to Abraham, right? He said, go forth and make your descendants as many as the sands on the shore. And so I'm following in the family tradition. You know, I did everything I could from my side.
I mean, it sure sounds like it. I mean, Abram was fertile enough to, as you mentioned, knock up a 90-year-old. I mean, hey, you've been known to be fertile yourself. You know what I mean? So
yeah, exactly. Keith says they knew Tennessee wasn't going to be in the SEC championship game, so they don't care. If Bama's not in it, blow it off. Yeah, but I mean, let's assume Bama's in it. Come on. I mean, what am I going to do? My son's like, you know, go. But then he says, I'm probably going to get a couple of awards. That's my last, you know, high school football banquet. But, no, I know how important the SEC championship game is. But, you know, I'm probably going to get an award for this and an award for that. I'm like, good God. I mean, I don't have a choice, right, T-Mac? I mean, I don't have a choice. I mean, someday you're going to have kids, right? And then you're going to have, like, Oklahoma. You're going to have, like, a credential for Oklahoma and Florida in the SEC championship game. See, just a few years down the road. So you got Oklahoma and Florida in the SEC championship game, and you'll have a credential, and it's going to be like your kid's birthday party. What are you going to do?
You know, selfishly, it's tough because that's a big game, but you know what the right decision is. You got to go to the banquet.
I got to go to the banquet. I got to go to the banquet. I got to watch the fourth quarter on my phone at the banquet.
There you go. See, that's a move I would pull, too. I'm right there with you. I understand that. I'm going to a wedding Saturday. Probably going to have the game on mute at this wedding because it's a wedding for people.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah, it's this Saturday.
Oh, it's a this.
It's
this,
a good weekend. I mean, it's a good weekend to get married.
Yeah, it's a good weekend to get married. I mean, if you, these people with these Saturdays, these fall weddings. But, I mean, yours was great in as much as that Alabama and Auburn were on a bye, but there were other good games. I can't emphasize enough the suckiness of the amount of suck that is in the college football schedule coming up on Saturday. I mean, it just, this sucks beyond suck.
It's terrible.
It really is.
Oh, my gosh. It needs to be. I mean, schedule. My gosh. I want to say schedule, you know, a conference game or at least a Power 5 game. I mean, Oklahoma. But I say that, and Oklahoma's playing Kansas. It's a conference game, but it's Kansas. So
they might as well be playing Mercer.
Exactly. So like it's Alabama just a terrible weekend all the way around for all of college football.
I'm trying to find a game in each block. Now, first of all, the only game, to me, the best game is the Michigan-Wisconsin game.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin
game. That's a good game.
Yeah, the Wisconsin game is going to be big. And that's at 11 o'clock. But my daughter-in-law, her grandfather passed away in Kentucky. And so my son and his wife are going up to the funeral on Saturday. On Saturday. So they're dropping their kids off here Friday night. So we're going to have those three grandkids. We already are booked for three other grandkids for Saturday. So we're going to have like six grandkids here. And so my son is like, hey, listen, man, I'm like anything you need. You know, I mean, they were very close to the grandpa. The guy was a great guy. I've known him for several years. I said, look, you go do what you got to do, anything you need. He says, all right. He says, by the way, Jack, my four-year-old grandson, he says, my oldest grandson, he says, Jack has a T-ball game on Saturday. I said, what time? He says, 10. I'm like, really? I mean, really? He's got a T-ball game at 10? How long do those things last? Like 11 o'clock. The only game that's worth watching all day long is at 11. I'll be at a T-ball game with my grandson at 10. No, but it's okay. All right? It's okay. This is what happened when you have a lot of people. When you got a lot of people, you end up not at the SEC championship game, and you end up not even watching Michigan and Wisconsin on TV because you got kids and grandkids. I mean, what are you going to do? That's the best game in the early block. You know, I'm struggling to find a game in the mid-afternoon block. I'll probably watch Kentucky, Georgia, a little bit of Navy, Notre Dame. You know, I mean, that's how bad it is. You know what? I'll watch Nebraska, Penn State. I'll watch some Nebraska, Penn State just because it'll be a cool looking game, I think. You know what? I might even watch a little bit of UAB at Florida.
That'll just be to see if
Florida can pull off, or if UAB can pull off the upset there. I'll watch LSU and Tennessee, I guess, at 6. I'm mildly interested in UCLA and in USC to see who the next failed Browns quarterback will be. You know, I mean, it just
– Hey.
I mean, Suck thinks it sucks. That's how sucky it is.
Don't sleep on the T-ball game. It can be an exciting game. Listen, one time I remember watching my brother's T-ball game when I was little, a specific T-ball game. Right after my game, I wanted to go home. I wasn't excited about it. This game – was incredible. There were runners on first and second. My brother's playing third base, right? And with two outs, and this kid comes up to the tee. My brother's got to go to the bathroom. He's doing his pee dance over there, right? He's dancing around. He's got his hand under his glove and his glove on top of that hand on his head, dancing around, and he accidentally catches the line drive because he had to pee. Won the game.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, you might get a little ad action this weekend.
Well, my grandson is pretty good at that thing, you know, at the baseball.
That's
too.
Good.
He's a switch hitter already. He every single time he goes up, he goes back and forth and back and forth. He hits, you know, both left and right, throws left. But my son and I both, you know, once we saw that he had a little lefty in him, we're like, ooh, you know, cause grandpa's a lefty. You know what I mean? I hit left-handed unless I'm golfing. Then I the right-handed but I throw left-handed unless I'm pitching, then I go right-handed. I bowl right-handed. I kick with my right foot. You know, but it's, I shoot right-handed. So I eat with both hands, obviously.
I'm a full-fledged lefty.
Oh, are you really?
Yep. All the way.
That explains a lot. My wife is a full-fledged lefty. So anyway, Jack is a lefty, T-Jack, Thomas Jackson is his name. We call him Jack. And then my youngest grandson, Joey, he's a lefty too. And he's just like, he's like 2 years old, but he's a lefty. You know, we teach him to throw early. So, that T-ball game will be adorable. It'll be fun. He's the youngest kid on the team. He was on him last year at 3 years old and he was good. So, but in any event, although last week they had like some kid's mom was in the outfield, you know, because the little kid was crying and stuff. So, you know how you got the little kid who's crying? And then their helicopter parent has to go stand next to him. First of all, none of my kids ever cried on the field. But if my kid was out there crying on the field, I would just be like, shut the hell up and play, will you? I mean, you know, come on. Are you kidding me? But none of my kids, none of my boys, none of my girls ever cried out on the field. You know, I mean, come on. Anyway, so this kid is crying out on the field. So the mom, because, you know, there's no dads anywhere. So the mom is out there standing next to little Johnny while he's crying out on the field, right? So Jack comes up and he whacks one off the tee and he knocks it into the outfield right at the kid who's crying. And the mother picks the ball up and throws Jack out at first.
What?
What the hell is that? I'm like, what are you kidding me? I told Jack, I said, next time, I said, you go into second base, you go in cleats up if that kid is there, man. I want you taking that kid out. The crying kid. The mother fields the ball and throws out my grandson. What the heck is that? Anyway, all right, give me a little sum here. Give me a little knowledge that I don't have leading into this particular moment. Give me some T-Mac maneuver.
I'm really glad we're getting to this today because it's a loaded maneuver today. We're going to start at 1957 where Bill Russell pulls down an NBA record 49 rebounds. He held the record for 3 years and 8 days when Wilt Chamberlain broke it against the Celtics in 1960. Now, the reason why I threw in there that Wilt did it and told you when, it would be November 24th. We're out November 24th. Yeah. We won't be here, so I'm throwing you a little extra there. 1957, same day, different sport, Oklahoma.
By the way, we might not be off November 24th. I'm just saying that. But go ahead.
My goodness. Well, 1957, same day, different sport. Oklahoma's record 47-game winning streak was ended by Notre Dame in a 7-0 slugfest. 1997, Jeff Gordon wins the Winston, what was then the Winston Cup. It was his second of four and his first of back-to-back. And in 2013, we all remember it, the miracle at Jordan-Hare happened today. 4 years ago.
What the hell is the miracle at Jordan-Hare? You mean the prayer at Jordan-Hare?
Miracle at Jordan-Hare. It's called the miracle.
The prayer at Jordan-Hare. You're talking about the tip pad, the Georgia game?
I've always heard it as the miracle at Jordan-Hare.
No, it's the prayer at Jordan-Hare. I mean, look at the alliteration. It's the prayer at Jordan-Hare.
Prayer at Jordan. I've always heard it as the miracle at Jordan-Hare. No. So, okay, well, the prayer at Jordan-Hare with Ricardo Lewis, I believe. And all that nonsense. That was
feel free to score a touchdown for the Browns, Ricardo. I mean, any day now. You know, feel free to go ahead and get one.
Jeez. Couple birthdays today. 1982, Amari Stoudemire was born. 35 years old is the 6-time All-Star. And in 1873, I have to bring it up. He's been dead since 58, but W.C. Handy was born. Father of the Blues is what he's known as. Ooh. Born in Florence, Alabama. We have a festival out there every summer called the W.C. Handy Festival.
Well, why didn't we do the Blues today? Why did we do the Eagles today?
I didn't know it was W.C. Handy's birthday until, I don't know, about 1:30.
We're going with the Eagles today, by the way, on Throwback Thursday. I forgot what the song was. What was the song that they released that was 42 years ago today? What was the one that was released?
Take It to the Limit, I believe.
Take It to the Limit? I think it was Take It to the Limit. So we're going Eagles today on that deal. Yeah, good stuff. All right, let's get a break. When we come back, joining us next will be Greg Wyshynski for a little puck talk. He's coming up right after this on 730-1039. The Hump.